From NPR News in Des Moines, Iowa, I'm Craig Windham. A photo finish in the Iowa caucuses as Mitt Romney edges out Rick Santorum by just 8 votes in the first showdown in the race for the GOP presidential nomination. It was the closest finish ever in the caucuses here. Romney and Santorum each had 25% of the vote. Ron Paul was third with 21%. Santorum surged in the final days of campaigning here to battle Romney to a dead heat, and he did it on a shoestring budget. But the former Pennsylvania senator insists the momentum from Iowa will make him a viable alternative to Romney in the upcoming primaries.
If we have someone who can go out to western Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Indiana and Wisconsin and Iowa and Missouri and appeal to the voters that have been left behind by a Democratic Party that wants to make them dependent instead of valuing their work, we will win this election.
Santorum speaking to supporters in Des Moines. And now it's on to New Hampshire and the other primary states. Here's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington with more on that. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Craig. Mitt Romney, with 8 votes over Rick Santorum, continues to focus on President Obama and the move to New Hampshire's primary in a week, not his Republican counterparts in the primary fight. Here he is after the caucuses in Iowa.
And you are working, and I am working, and we're all working together because of our passion for this country and our concern that it's being led by a president who may be a nice guy, but just is over his head.
Rick Santorum will be competing in New Hampshire as well, and then heading on to South Carolina, where political analysts say he may have more appeal than in New England. As for the president, he's far from quiet in the face of the attacks from Republicans. Democrats caucused in Iowa, too, last night, and Mr. Obama spoke with them in an online chat.
Lobbyists, they all come to the fore, and the pundits and the cable TV dominates the political conversation. Well, you know what? Fortunately, in 2012, we've got a chance to respond.
The president heads to Ohio today, where he'll talk about the economy. In a significant change, the Federal Reserve will begin to regularly forecast the level of its benchmark interest rate. As NPR's John Itzde reports, it's part of an effort by central bank officials to improve their communications and enhance the effects of their actions.
Fed officials decided to make the change at their most recent policymaking meeting in December, according to minutes of the meeting that were released Tuesday afternoon. Policymakers will now include their forecast for the Fed's benchmark interest rate 4 times a year, along with predictions for economic growth, inflation, and unemployment. Officials hope to magnify the impact of their policy actions by giving the public and markets a clearer sense of the central bank's intentions. The minutes of the December meeting also make it clear Fed policymakers are considering additional actions to stimulate the sluggish economy. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. People in Ohio are wondering if there could be a connection to what's called fluid injection wells and a recent series of small earthquakes. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU reports officials are shutting down some wells used for disposing of water and chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing for underground natural gas while they investigate the possibility.
More than 50 government officials, employees, and private contractors have pleaded guilty or been convicted since the corruption investigation became public more than 3 years ago. Jimmy DeMora is the highest-ranking official to be charged. His trial is expected to last 3 months, with federal prosecutors trying to prove more than 60 different conspiracies. Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland, is the largest in the state. The corruption scandal led county voters to replace the three-commissioner form of government with a county executive system. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Frigid air is chilling Florida this morning. Strawberry farmers and citrus growers are watching with some concern.
With lows in the mid-20s down much of the peninsula, that could have some impact on the orange groves.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Ken Gould. He says central Florida will remain cool through the day and tonight, but start to warm up slowly tomorrow. Seen huddling in the warm water of the Tampa Electric Company's power plant in Apollo Beach this morning, hundreds of Florida manatees. AT&T will pay TiVo at least $215 million through the middle of 2018 to settle a patent lawsuit. TiVo's been trying to get payments from several companies it says have violated its patents in video recording and time-shifting technology. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.